LHA Regular Housing Board meeting. Today is July the 20th. The time is now 6:05. Meeting is now in session.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Good afternoon, everybody. As you can tell, I'm not your chair. But we have a unique for you all. It's not always unique at other meetings where the chair is not here and the vice chair is not here. As Commissioner Cessory pointed out, we used to have another vice chair, but we did away with that. So in order to move the meeting forward this evening, we would need for you all to elect a temporary chair. And they will conduct the meeting until the chair or the vice chair arrives. We're not expecting the vice chair to arrive.
No. The chair may not arrive. We may
make a motion that Mr. DeCessory chair act as co-chair until the chairman gets it.
We have a second?
Second.
This acts a temporary chair.
I don't know.
Temporary chair.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any other nominations? Congratulations, sir. You may have the gown.
Great. We would have won.
Huh?
All right. Call the meeting to order. Start off with Pledge of Allegiance. Get all stand, please.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We get to stand for a moment of silence. Okay. Okay, we have the quorum established. Okay. First order of business, approval of the meeting agenda. Everybody have an opportunity to review it. Any questions? No objections? Okay, move forward. Approval of the minutes of the regular board meeting held Monday, June 15, 2015, section 2. Everybody have time to review? Any questions?
Move the approval.
Second.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Commissioner DeCessory?
Aye.
Commissioner Hall?
Aye.
Commissioner Robinson?
Aye.
Commissioner Smith?
Aye.
Commissioner Sanders?
Aye.
Okay, we'll move to the public forum. Do we have anyone for the public forum? Okay, we have a few. Okay, and the time limit is?
It's 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
The rules are on the floor.
All right. Okay, we have the first person who, Yvonne Sims. Would you like to step forward? You have 3 minutes.
I mainly want to talk about the FSS program. I initially had been enrolled in the FSS program at one point in time, and I understood all the rules. However, when it came time to end my contract ended. However, I lost my escrow money, and when I called the caseworker to talk to her about it, she would not work with me to get my contract extended. When she informed me what I needed, I had was under doctor's care due to a car accident, and explained this to her, as well as I told her I had documentation, and she was not willing to even let me come in to bring the file in to show her the documentation. She said I needed a letter from the doctor, so I called the doctor. When the doctor was not understanding what I was asking for, I called her back and informed her that I needed her to step in and help me get the letter she needed, and she got really short with me and said, well, that's not my job. I don't have time to do that. She would not work with me. And I ended up losing my escrow money because she would not assist me on getting the documentation that I needed. Okay. And I recently came in and spoke to Katrina, and I brought in my files again, and Katrina was supposed to find out whether or not I can get reinstated in the program. I have yet to hear anything on that.
Anything else?
No, that's...
Okay, we'll pose that to the executive director to get with his staff to get with a response to you on that.
What do you know about
this one? Hartzell Avenue, it's 501 Hartzell Avenue, apartment 112. It's in Westlake.
Thank you. Next person is Karen Gray Rudolph. If I said that correctly. Good evening.
Good evening. I have several things, but we only got a few minutes. I'm coming back, though, to follow up on the concerns and requests. I left copies last time I was here to the board meeting for the commissioners to look over and get back with me. And I have the citizen participation plan out of the ad hoc saying the time to response within 15 working days. So I still yet have not gotten that in writing. We had a meeting of the staff and Mr. Ben thereafter, but still some of the things that was on the list still wasn't addressed, but I wanted the commissioners to look that over and give the comments. So I was still waiting to hear back from that. It's a whole list of concerns, so I can't take up the time to go back over them. Hopefully you all could get the copies and go from there for me, please. The next thing was about the election that was just held. It still wasn't done the way that the HUD guidelines said it was supposed to. We were supposed to be advertising. It said no Lincoln House Authority staff is supposed to do the process. So we talked about that. They still went forward with it. Mentioned in the minutes at the last RAB board meeting, we were told that they would send us today, along with time, you know, the flyer, so we can get it posted, get it to the residents. So it just wasn't publicized. Mr. Earl Haynes called me the morning of and asked me, did I know that they were having this voting thing? And I said, no, sir, I wasn't aware. And then I went over to the facility to see what was going on. I walked in. There was only Ms. Christelle Graham there, which was supposed to be one of the third-party independent monitors for this voting, and Mr. Earl Haynes, I believe. Well, Mr. Haynes said he did not make it. I walked in. There was not the proper sheets. That didn't have any of the names of the candidates, so there's no way to know who you're voting for. They didn't get the information residents ahead of time saying, you know, what all the resident council's role duties, who they were supposed to be voting for, anything. So I don't know how they expected someone to come out and vote. Also, when I went in, she says, well, I'll need to find a pen, and she had scratched something on a piece of notebook paper. There was no legal paper with Westlake heading or anything on it, so how that is just unfounded. That's just not proper, and I don't see how that's legit. So then the outcome of the election, I went back the next day and said, okay, where is it posted? So where's the outcome? After election, it should have been posted. Still to this day, I haven't heard. I called to ask Ms. Katrina Holston to follow up with me on that, and she still did not tell me either and had not got back with me. Every time I call, she's not available. So it seems like ever since I was here and speaking at this board meeting, I have not been, I guess, taken seriously and with respect. A lot of contempt and things going on, not willing to work with me, and they're saying I'm not working with them. So anyways, I'd like to see if we can do this election properly and find another independent party. Ms. Christelle Graham, I believe, is a Section 8 recipient, so that disqualifies her. And there's nobody else present, so who's to know what went on? There was no ballot box or anything. You know, so that was just ridiculous, obviously. But yeah, there's a lot of people waiting, so those are the major things. I would like to sit down, perhaps, in your next workshop and come, so we can really sit down and go over the different concerns for the Westlake community. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll have to take a look at that and then get back with a response. Okay. Thank you, sir. Next one we have Judith Higgins.
Oh, I need my paper, please, and I'll give it back to you.
Good evening. My name is Judy Higgins. I'm a representative for our current place. Well, I'm here. Not to be alarmed, to be honest. I'm here for money now. Actually, what I'm here for, we're doing a bike to school bash. I was going to try to partner with the housing authority, but we realized the bash was really going to be extraordinary, really big for the community. So we're having it at Kathleen High School, August the 23rd, 2015, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's at Kathleen Gym, at the Kathleen High School Gym. And we're looking for donations, supplies, and food. We are cutting hair, and I think I'm going to break the hair. I'm still working to see how many people I can do. So basically, yeah. So basically, I'm standing here trying to talk, at least talk to the board. Once I get the flyer, see, can I get some donations to help me? It's going to be beneficial for our community also, so it's not like we're overlooking. So it's close. So like I said, it's at Kathleen High School. Kathleen is on my board, your vote board. So if any of y'all that's on the board would like to help me, mm-hmm. please do so. I mean, we'll take anything. We're feeding them also. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
If I may, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
Anybody else have a form?
Joe Farley.
Good evening. My name is Joe Farley. I live in the Hampton Hills community up in North Lakeland. Okay. We have some concerns about some homes in our neighborhood. The Lakeland Housing Authority owns about 10 homes in our neighborhood. Okay. They've had them for about 5 or 6 years. The first few years, there was, from what I understand, there wasn't a lot of funding. The homes remained empty at that time for quite some time. The houses were being maintained fairly well. Lawns were being kept, homes were being maintained, things of that nature. Okay. We're having some problems now with some people in the community. Some of the homes where the Lakeland Housing Authority has put occupants in there at this time, who I believe are going through the process to buy homes. Okay. We've had violations. Okay. I am here. I will tell you, I am on the board of directors of Hampton Hills. I am here, though, as a homeowner. I am not here in an official capacity, just to make that official. Okay. Some of our concerns are we have neighbors living in some of these homes. Okay. We're concerned about the number of people living in some of the homes. We have some unsupervised children blocking streets when cars try to pass through the area. We've had reports of children picking up rocks and throwing them at cars in the area, at cars who are parking people's driveways, things of that nature. Some of the homes are not being kept up. Okay. We've also had issues with lawn and parking, people parking on violations. Just tonight, you have a picture, there was a person parked on their front lawn, okay, in a Lakeland Housing Authority home. We are a deed-restricted community. Okay, that is a violation. Okay. We've tried to address this. We had our property manager address it with the Lakeland Housing Authority representatives. Okay. They came to a board of directors meeting last week. They addressed us. Okay. Our concern is that when we first made the report that there were some issues down there, we reported that there had been police in the vicinity at that time. They were called. Apparently there was a fight going on in a couple of lawns down there. There were 8 or 10 kids fighting, stuff like that. The police were called to the area. The first response we got back from the Lakeland Housing Authority, that there was no evidence of any call. There was no call to the area. That's what we were told. The police were never called to the area. We produced evidence that there was a police report written. There was a police number written. Okay, and the police had been brought to the area. Then we were told that they weren't actually called to a specific home. They were just called to the vicinity for a disturbance. Okay. Concern being, okay.
Mr. Father, would you please observe our rule? Our rule is 3 minutes per speaker.
Have I hit 3 rules? Have I hit them? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
You can wrap up.
Wrap it up.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Our concern is that the motive here seems to be from the Lakeland Housing Authority representatives to deny everything. They don't seem to want to deal with that with us. Okay. And I just want to hold on one statement that was mentioned by one of the representatives last week, is that we're trying to train these homeowners to become homeowners and blend into the community. Okay, we have a lot of violations here. We had representatives from the Housing Authority at our Covenants Committee yesterday addressing some violations. Our concern is that the Lakeland Housing Authority, who owns the homes, can't act as a homeowner in our community and meet our rules and regulations, how can we expect the people that they plan on training to own these homes to own them with us? Thank you.
Is there any more? Any others? Last call. Thank you for everyone who came to speak today. We'll move on to number four, old business, LHA recovery plan update.
Mr. Pimentel is on the phone.
Okay. Thank you for listening. Good.
I bet that's you, Mr. Smith. Recovery plan update? I can deal with you, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Smith.
Yes, on the recovery plan updates. Let me check my notes here. We had a meeting this past Thursday. The plan is moving along as we had hoped it would be. We're still waiting for HUD approval on the contract on the 10th Street commercial corner there. I don't know if we have any new information since last Thursday on that, we expected a response by this time from HUD and had not received it yet. It's my understanding that legal counsel and the executive director were going to follow up on that to punch them one more time to see if they can get that.
Unfortunately, HUD is being HUD.
HUD has been HUD.
HUD is being HUD.
The financials are tracking the budget very closely. There's a positive cash flow, positive situation in our communities. The grant funds are committed or dispersed in accordance with the established dates that they need to be done by. Okay. Anything else?
No, I don't have anything to add. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we're moving along there, it sounds like. Okay, next, the corrective action plan.
Yeah, submitted as written, I'll just add that the bank selected TD Bank. We're in the process of negotiating with them. And that'll probably take approximately 90 days. And that was partly due to the request from TD Bank, because they said what we're asking for, that's typically the amount of time that they take to make that transition. And that also gives us time to make sure that the emphasis software is implemented correctly and functioning correctly before we bring in the new bank. So.
Okay. Any questions?
I just will mention that request that went out for banking services, that was lengthy and involved. So for them to take 90 days to implement it shouldn't be surprising.
You're saying the computer system will be up to date and ready to go by then?
Yes.
30 days?
No, I would say
90 days.
90 days?
Yes.
Just check. Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. Let's move on. New business.
No section, new business. Section seems to be
vacant. Six. Secretary report. Operations.
So meter that brief.
On the 40, sir. So.
Oh.
Okay. A little trigger happy.
Submitted as written, and you saw no response, or you also saw emails that we sent to our paper board prior to the meeting. I entertained any questions that you all may have about some items in there.
Were the emails in a packet or no? is that, were the emails in the packet you said?
No.
Okay, I just...
No, they were sent separately.
Okay.
As far as, yeah, I think on Thursday and Friday.
Okay, I just was asking. So we can reflect on that. Okay, any questions? From,
you can, the rezoning, is that under, not under the resolutions area, or is that under...
No, that's separate. Yeah, if you want to give an update on that, I can give one. From what we were just referring to, that we had a Williamstown went before city council for approval, and there was a public hearing as part of that approval process. But basically, council listened to the comments from the public, and that they went with staff and the zoning board recommendation for approval.
Okay.
So city council basically approved the Williamstown project. 48 units near elderly, 55 and older.
Okay.
And so our next step with that is to continue the HUD approval process. So we have to do a rent proposal and rental term sheet, and we're working on that to hopefully submit that to them within the next 30 days. And we'll also be requesting a near elderly designation from her. Okay. So basically, we took that elderly only and the be allowed to admit near elderly. Because for HUD, the elderly is 62 and older. And so we also have to use near elderly, which is 55 and older.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that would improve. Sounds good. Okay, administration.
Yeah, operations.
Operations.
Oh, so made out, please.
Before we move off of operations, could we discuss the PHA plan? Because that
yes.
would fall under operations.
Yes, please do.
Okay.
That's your paperweight that you all have there.
The big
one. Oh,
big
one. This?
Yeah, copies would have been given to each commissioners, and copies also be given to the members of the RAB as well, and made available in public places like the Larry Jackson Library here at the office, you know, for the general public, as far as, and at each of the properties as well. And there's a 45-day public comment period where anyone from the public may review the document and make comments. That includes commissioners, the RAB, anyone, any member of the general public.
Looks like it takes 45 days to read it.
Okay. Anything else for operations? Administration?
I've submitted as written unless you have questions about the financials or any of the narratives in relation to the development activity.
Meeting last Thursday and on the Renaissance of Worship Bridge, it indicates that there's a negative net income and actually there was after depreciation for actual working purposes, it was not a negative.
Oh, okay.
I want to thank Commissioner Smith for attending the City Council meeting with us today. His support was greatly appreciated. So we want to let the board know that he attended.
Oh, good.
It represented all of us very well.
Great. All right. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Moving on to resolution.
We are pulling all of the resolutions since the board did not receive them in advance of the meeting.
Okay. So we'll move forward on those.
Resolutions.
So you were not going to do the resolutions? Is that what
no,
you're
because you all did not receive copies of them in advance of the meeting.
That's why they're not in here.
So we're pulling.
Right. So they'll be held over to the next meeting.
Right. It's still enough money in the agreements to continue to do business. Okay. So we were asking for it in advance.
Yeah. And the MDA, there's like no money associated with that MDA, but we were just like going to get like a summary sheet of the term. And so we'll give you all that time for you all to review it.
And for the next meeting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
And just so you know, any funding applications, you know, you'll probably get like a blanket resolution authorizing me to, you know, work with the developer to submit applications, funding applications, whether it be for tax credit, grants, or whatever. So, we can get some money. And like, we all will receive copies of the applications. And then, like, as you know, those are competitive.
Correct.
So,
well, that's in your jurisdiction anyway, isn't it?
Not without the kind of authorization he's asking.
Oh, he needs to ask?
To submit applications on behalf of the House.
Yes. Okay, so resolutions withdrawn. Okay. Now we get to move to the highlight, the legal report.
Well, it's too bad because I wanted to talk about the MDA, but I think that what Ben says is accurate. The good part about the HTC MDA is that all parties have agreed to all of the terms after extensive negotiation. This isn't going to hold you up in any way for a month, I'm assuming. So we're still working on the second MDA that maybe will be ready by the time you have your next meeting.
And just want to point out to the council that the MDAs were written by Sykes and Gilmore.
Well, they were the base was, but they were negotiated with all parties. And I want to take a minute because some of you are new to speaking at our meetings, and the rules that you agree to. I want to make it clear that even though you didn't hear a response from the board, that's by design, but you will receive a written response to everyone that spoke, and then that response will also appear in the next board meeting documents. Okay? And since I don't get to say submitted as written, that's my report as I've given it.
Making it easy on me tonight. Do you have any other business?
Well, I got just a few questions. Being new, I can ask questions that you got everyone else knows the answer to. You say that the reports that the audience give us, I mean ask of us, the results will be in the very next meeting as to what went on, as how we handled the situation. Is that what you just said?
I said something like that, but go ahead.
Well, the question is, then therefore everything that has been said will be answered or handled in some form or fashion in the next board meeting under what? Under old, new business or old business?
No, there's a section with responses to each time someone does a public forum. It is by design, since you're actually not that new, but I'll go back over it again. The reason why I structured that way is because sometimes
no, I understand why it's structured like that. Okay. I understand that perfectly. It's just that if I don't see the response from last month in here, and I get calls from, I guess all of us get calls from the residents, if I don't see the response in here, then what do I tell you?
What he's getting at is that Mrs. Rudolph's comments at the previous board meeting, mm-hmm. the board tasked Mr. Gilmore to draft the response. That he did do that, and that response was sent to all the board members.
Oh, okay. So it's not necessary in this book each at the end of each
well,
month.
That was a little unusual. The chair tasked me with getting a response to Ms. Rudolph's concern. Now, let me be clear. I didn't write the response because I'm not equipped to write it.
Did you
pass it on? But staff, yes, staff, put that together, and I think I sent it out before.
Did you pass it out?
Did I? I either passed it out or sent it out beforehand. I can't remember.
It was email.
It was email. Okay.
So which means it's not necessary in the book at each at the beginning of each month?
Well, it should be in the book.
Oh, it should
that
be?
What made that unusual is the chair tasked me with getting a response and getting it to you all as commissioners.
Yeah.
Should be in there.
When they address staff, mm-hmm. it's put in the book. But I think the board gave Mr. Gilmore that task. He handled it in his manner.
Well, then when we get a response from the general public say that we have not done something, it's not necessarily you have not done something. It's me. It's we have not done our job. That's the way I see it.
What?
And if we, that's what I'm saying. If the general public comes in and say, I've been trying to do something with the board for months and months, then that's a slap in my face if we have not really done anything.
I think it ought to go in the board package. I think Mr. Rudolph ought to have a copy of it. There's no secret what was in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what made it unusual, which if the chair is listening, he would need not to do that again, is he tasked me with providing a response, which I did. Under normal circumstances, staff would provide the response. The response is put together. The book is put together here,
right?
Not in my office.
Exactly.
But it went to all of you commissioners. It's a matter of public record. Ms. Rudolph should have gotten a copy.
Yeah.
I'll make sure you get a copy.
Thank you.
Just had a little breakdown there. But I think in the future we discussed in the past, like for correspondence, either by email, should be included in the packet. I think we discussed that in the past.
Yeah, it'll be in writing.
Correct.
The response. Okay.
So it wasn't a failure by the commissioner. Let me say that for the record.
It wasn't. Okay. Sure. Thanks for saying that, too.
That and a couple of comments. That and a quarter get you covered.
Well, you see what I mean.
I do see what you mean. And that's why I want to make sure Ms. Rudolph knows you'll get a copy of what was submitted. And you should have it, but I'll make sure I send it out again.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other business suggestions, concerns?
I can ask one more question. That's
sure.
Very
what
last
is,
one.
Hey, many as you want. We got plenty of time. We got 10 o'clock.
We got 10 o'clock. We got a pass out, and I was reading over it, and I guess it should have been entered in as far as the questions, but because it was a pass out, I guess you need to respond to this as the chair, co-chair today, or not. And should we just read over and respond to it next month?
I mean,
that's part of Ms. Rambo's.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Could we just respond to that next month?
Well, ma'am, I was going to suggest as part of the response, if this came from you, Ms. Rudolph, that this be part of the response to you.
To you.
Okay.
We don't have a resident council.
Right? part of the response should address what we have, what we don't have,
whether
this is applicable.
So everyone would know.
It's not a secret.
At the last draft meeting, mm-hmm. we discussed regular councils mm-hmm. and the lack thereof.
Since we have so many people here don't know what these acronyms are when we talk about RAB and we talk about MDA, let's spell those out so people know what
they're talking about. The RAB is the Resident Advisory Board, mm-hmm. Which is comprised of the elected resident leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the difference between a resident council and a resident advisory board is that a resident council applies only to the public housing community.
Okay.
Public housing only. Okay. And that a resident council a group of resident councils mm-hmm. can come together to form a resident advisory board.
Okay.
But those are two separate and distinct things. Okay. And I don't know if LJ's ever had a resident council. I don't know. They may have, but I don't know. They've never had one since I've been here. Okay. And again, when we met with the resident advisory board, we advise those who are representative of the public housing community that
mm-hmm.
They so desire to form a resident council, they are free to do so. You know, we would get what information they need in order for them to do that.
Okay.
Okay. So, but again, just having an account does not mean that they automatically are or that they're running the board.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
And that explanation will still be part of the response.
Part of the response that all of us are covering.
Okay, if there's no other business, we'll move to adjourn.
No, it's one more thing. Just last thing.
We got it. Wow. Keep going.
I don't know if the money that was requested for the activity at Kathleen Senior High School is needed before 30 days from now. Should we talk about that now or just wait?
I think she would have to be all personal.
Well, we're 30 days.
She looked at all of you. She said,
no, I see you still looking. I'll give you a check.
Can you get me one too?
It's for the kids, not me.
I know.
Okay. There's no other. We'll call the meeting to adjourn. Thank everybody for coming.
Still reckoning.
Also, from right here, you're going to see the highlights, so you don't have to bring everything. It's only like 15 changes.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
How are you? Joe says right here. There's some
Meeting adjourned at 6:45.